Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Reish Mem Dalid. The fourth chapter is entitled Elohim Chayim. V'Hashem Elohim Emes Hu Elohim Chayim U'Melech Olam. Kach Omar Yirmiyahu Navi, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud. U'Me'az Ma'amad Har Sinai Zoi Emunoseinu. This is our conviction from Har Sinai. Hashem Elohim Emes Elohim Chayim Melech Olam. So, in Parashas Va'eschanan, Moshe is recounting what the people said to him after they heard Aseres HaDibois. Vatemeru, he said to me, Hashem has shown us his glory, his greatness. We heard his voice from the fire. We saw that it's possible that God speaks to man and the person continues to live. Why should we die? We are afraid that this great fire will consume us. If we can continue to hear this voice of Hashem, we will die. Who else? Who's ever heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the fire like us and lived? Elohim Chayim. That's really the message of the Torah, the bottom line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just as an abstract concept. We might think it's emuna peshuta, it's straightforward. Who can fail to see in the creation that the Creator is there? Where in the world, if people have some sort of commitment to religion, whether they fail to serve Elohim Chayim, Ulam be'emes emunah zo eina peshuta klal. The truth is that this emunah is not at all straightforward. Arba kitos ya'idu hazeh. We're going to examine four categories, four classes of people that testify to the fact that this is not so simple. Nimne oisan, first we're going to enumerate them, v'achar kach ninaseh lever latzmenes asibos lichach, and then we'll try to touch on the reasons for it. So paragraph Aleph. Rabbi Akiva Omer Af HaKoyere Bisvarim Chitzoinim Tana Besifei Tzedoikim. A Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. These people read this type of literature. Rashi explains Tzedoikim Shekifrin Be'eile Chai. They deny the living God. Haga Be'atzmecha HaTzedoikim Shamru Mitzvois. Tzedoikim observed the Mitzvois. Bechama Inyanim Aysalem Machlokes Im HaPerushim. In a number of cases, and these are mentioned in the Gemara and elsewhere in Chazal, they had disputes with the Chachomim. Mipnei Shaloi Kibelu HaTorah Shebal Peh, they rejected the Torah Shebal Peh. V'chol Shemiras HaMitzvayis Shalem, V'chol Chilukei HaDo'iz Ba'alachoyis, all of this observance. V'akol Elo Imunah Be'Elokim Chayim, all without belief in Elokim Chayim. Like Rashi, Shekifrim Be'El Chai. It seems very surprising. What seems to be is Yitachen Pulchan Dati Beli Emunah Be'Elokim Chayim. It's possible to have a whole religion, a whole set of rituals, without a commitment, without even belief in Elokim Chayim. El Mi Eifohem Oivdim. Who exactly are they worshipping? Umaleim Atekasim Adatiim Arabim. What exactly is the point of all these rituals and pomp and whatever? Le'anik Chagigiyut Le'Momentim Miyochadim Bashana. To give a particular tone to special moments in the year, to give it pomp and ceremony, or bechaya prat. Chidai, it seems to be a riddle. The second category, philosophim rabim ledabei l'elokus. Throughout history, philosophers have spoken about godliness. Hem korim ezeh havaya tehira. One term that they use is pure being. Just being alone, without any complexity of will or traits. This is a metaphysical term. There's nothing alive about this. There's no life when it comes to this philosophical investigation. A third category. Anshei teva rabim oimrim lenochach pilei havira beispa'alus rabba. Many researchers, many scientists, when confronting various features, remarkable features, they are enthused. And the response is kozuh yetzirasa teva. It was created by natural processes. The Kuzari elaborated on this. His words are pertinent to this very day. Even though he wrote that this was written 800 odd years ago, his words are perfectly relevant and pertinent. Even though he was writing at a time when the Aristotelian worldview reigned supreme, and by now it has totally crumbled, and the conception of the eternity of the world has been completely undermined, whereas in the time of the Khuzari it ruled. But nonetheless, one hears it. So here's a quotation from the Khuzari. This is in Chelek Aleph, paragraph Samech Tes. Omar HaChavir, the representative of the Jews, said, do you attribute the incredible wisdom which we find, for example, in an ant, El Galgal or El Kuichav or Lezulasei, to one of the heavenly bodies, heavenly forces, some force other than the Creator, HaMeshayah Shemnasan Lechol Davar Chukom Yentosefes Vechisaroi. The Khuzari, the king, replies, well, it came about naturally. What do you mean when you say nature? The king replies, there are certain forces and certain laws and regularities. We can't quite know what it is, but I have no doubt that certain researchers know about it, without any doubt. Omar Khaber Avali, they are some boyki, they are sinner, they know no more than we do. Gadar, Gedar is a philosopher, he's speaking about Aristotle. Kiwas Khalava Siba, Ashabaya Noah Vino Adavar, he defined nature as the beginning, the cause. He spoke about causality, that which gives impetus to things, Ashehu Be'etzim Velobimike, but it's inherent in certain things, not just coincidental. That was his definition. Things move because they have a cause, and the cause is nature. I see that this whole thing is a circular definition. It's a name that you give. That there was an inclination to take this term and apply it to some force that acts together with the Creator. And one could use expressions like nature did this or nature did that. You could actually substitute the word Creator for that. This is a quotation from the Khuzari. Says the author, Hateva Hamtsa'as Shem. It's a terminology. What it does is to drown the clarity of Emunah in a sea of opacity. It's just a term, a phrase, which just completely obscures Emunah. What is it that can allow this entity to create itself? How can there be one principle that you call nature, without life, without a mind, can create such a universe of deep wisdom, and especially containing living organisms? It's avoidance of the recognition of Elokim Chaim. Finally, the Kas Revi is the fourth category. Daryavesh Tzival Ashlich is Daniel Legoiv Ha'arayois. The king, Daryavesh, instructed that Daniel be thrown into the pit of lions. Ach Arayois Lepaguba. The next morning, they found that Daniel was not harmed. Ve'az Shalach HaMelech Michtav El Kol Amav Vechach Kasav. He writes in the letter to his entire empire. This is in Daniel Perik Vav. Min Kodamai, from me. Simtam di bechol shaltan molchusi, you should pay attention that in my entire domain, lohin zayin vedochalin, people should tremble, min kodam elokad di Daniel, from the God of Daniel. People should tremble in fear. Dihu eloka chaya, he is the living God, vekayam le'olmin, he is eternal, umalchuse, diloy zizchabel, vesholtene ad seifa. His kingship will continue forever. So the author, Zeikvar Hakara Berura Berukim Chim. This, you can see already, there's a clear recognition over here of the living God. And that one is obligated to tremble before him. Aval, nonetheless, lo imatzinu shedaryavesh hisgayer lo akarazo. We don't find Daryavesh took any further steps. He didn't become a Jew as a consequence of this recognition. Vehu v'amonish aruk moshei mekedem, he and his nation remained as they were before. Harigam mehakara berura kazeis begi lechlan masi. Even from such a clear recognition that he had, it didn't move him. Vehakara kazeis shuv ein b'chayus. And once again, such a conception, such clarity, it has no chayus in it. Let's summarize. Hare arba kitois, four categories. Das b'li el chay, whole religion of ritual without el chay. Teva hamechase hakaras borech elomim. I don't know why he changed the order over here. We had it as a third. The author now listed it as a second, but at any rate, nature, a term that just obfuscates and prevents one from recognition of the Creator. Philosophia, ha'isam elokim chayim, musag metafizi mufshat netul chayim. Philosophy that turns the living God into a metaphysical concept, which is abstract and only good for the writing of academic papers. Ve'hakara b'elokim chayim she'einah chiderus lechayad amatzmai. And finally, recognition of the living God, which does not penetrate into the individual's life. Va'anachnu madinin. What are we going to say about ourselves? We probably feel superior at this point. Do we live with the living God? Can we say that we're above these categories? When we say this in the davening, and we declare, Hashem Elokim Chayim will always rule up, Adain Ein Chayim, to say it is not life. Who knows, maybe we're also avoiding this clear recognition and from allowing it a foothold in our day-to-day life. Kol ha'ischamkus shel kol ha'kitos anal v'shelanu chidai. This avoidance, this ignoring of these categories, and when we do it, it's a riddle. Yesh lo la'amod al makor shelo. We need to ascertain its source. Paragraph base. Chazal megalim lanu es naftulei ha'nefesh ha'mevi'im li'iska chashus b'lokim chayim. Chazal revealed to us the all the distortions and the comings and goings of the nefesh, all the mechanics within one's soul that bring one to deny Elokim Chaim. Hem metarim ech Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom ve'Aaron bau b'fam rishona l'Paroi b'shlichusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal describe how Moshe and Aaron came first time to Paroi as the agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'atera mespes ala b'kitzu nimratz kedaka. The Torah itself, as always, is very brief. It was a whole event. It's not just the two or three sentences that the Torah spells out. There must have been a great deliberation there. So Chazal describe it at great length. They describe, they reveal to us these things that hold us back. Let's see what the Midrash says. Vayamru el paroi, koi amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. They said to him, this is the message of Hashem Elokei Yisrael, shalach es ami ve'choy guli b'midbar. Let my people go and let them come to the wilderness. Oy seyoyim rezbiti shel paroi. It is a day of receiving the credentials of ambassadors. Uvao kol ha'melechim kulan lechabdoi. So it's the day when Paroi was honored. Ve'viu doi ra'ois shel atarois. They brought him gifts of crowns. Ve'yum atrino yisoi. And one after the next, I suppose, he placed crowns upon him. Shu yom kos mor kratoir. It's the day of the emperor. Ve'viu Elohen imayen. And they brought all sorts of gods with them. Umi she'atro yisoi. At the height of this pomp and ceremony, at the height of this honor, Moshe and Aaron pitch up, they're standing at the door of the palace. So the servant comes and informs Paroi, these two are at the door. Let them come in. Are they going to bring a crown forwards, or are they going to at least present their credentials? They didn't even ask him how he was. Who are you? We are the messengers, the agents of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Matem mevakshim, what do you want? Amulei, koyama Hashem shalach esami. This pasuk that we began with, you are to release the Jewish people. Who is this Hashem that I should listen to him to release Bnei Yisrael? Doesn't he know to send me a crown? All you have is words. And then the Midrash quotes a pasuk, Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo yishelecha. I don't know Hashem and I'm not sending them. Omalim hamtinu li ad she'achapes b'sefer sheli. He said to them, wait until I do some research. Miyad nichnas leves armoin shelo v'yamabit b'chol umav v'umav v'eloyah. Searching through various nations and it's got this chilkore. Eloyhei mo'yav, Eloyhei amoin, Eloyhei tzidoin. He went through all various deities. Omalim chipasti b'veiz gnazai v'loy matzasi yisi. I haven't found this Hashem that you're speaking about. אומר רבי לוי, משל למה הדבר דוימה? לכהן שהיה לו עבד שיטה. You're comparing it to a כהן who had an עבד who wasn't quite compass mentis. יצא הכהן חוץ למדינה, the כהן left, הלך עבד לבקש לבוא בבס הכברויס. And the עבד goes and seeks his master, the כהן, in בס הכברויס. התחיל צווח לבני אדם שעומדים שם, and he starts shouting to people there, לא יריסם בכאן רבי, I'm looking for Mr. Sainzer. אמרו לו, רבך לא כהן, but he's a כהן. אבל הנה, yeah, he is. אמרו לו, שיתם, יראה כהן בבס הכברויס. What are you doing looking in the cemetery for a כהן? You're in the wrong place. כך אמרו משה ואהרן לפרעה. They said to him, שיתה, דרכן של מיסים לתובען בין החיים, שם החיים אצל המיסים. You're looking in the wrong place. אלוקינו חי הוא. Our God is the living God. אלו שאתה אומר מיסים הם, the gods of צידוין, עמוין, מואב, they're nothing. אבל אלוקינו אלוקים חיים מלך העולם. That was the first argument. אמר להם פרעה, פרעה said to them, בחור או זקן הוא? Young or old? כמה שניסוב, how many years, כמה עיירס כובש, how many cities has he conquered, כמה מדינות יש לך, how many countries has he subdued, כמה שנים יש לו מיום שעלה למלכות? How many days has he been in power, how many years? אמרו לו אלוקינו ככל גבורתו מלא עולם. His power fills the earth. Who היה עד שלא נברא עולם? He is before the world was created. Who היה בסוף העולם? He will be after. והוא יצרך. He created you ונשא בך רוחם and gives you life. אמר לנו מה מעשיו? What does he do? אמרו לו נטש שמיים יסד ארץ. He established the earth, the heavens. כי לא יחצב להביס אש. מפרק הרים ומשבר סלעים. קשתי אש, חצי של הבס, רומחי לפיד, מגיני עננים, חרבו ברק. Very elaborate description, very poetic. יוצר הרים וגבעויס, he creates the mountains and the hills, בחסי הרים, בעשבים, vegetation, מוריד גשמים, ותלדים, is the one who makes the water cycle function, מפריח דשנים, דשאים ואיני חייס. צר הסעובר במאי אמו, is the one who creates life, ומוציא על אוויר עולם. ומאדם מלאכין ומאקים מלאכין, he is also the one who removes kings and establishes kings. אומר להם, מתחילה שאתם אומרים, so Paroi lost his temper at this point, you are lying, כי אני הוא אדון העולם. I am the master of the universe, אני בורסתי עצמי ואת נילוס, I created myself, שנאמר, פסוק הנה חזקאל, חפטס, לי יאירי ואני עשיסיני. So the author, זוהי המחיצה הראשונה בפני אלוקים חיים. This is the very first obstacle before the recognition of אלוקים חיים. המושכל הראשון של אדם שגדל עמו בשטוס ואינו יכול להיפרד ממנו. It's the first thought that we have and we find it very difficult to separate from it. לכן מתחילה שאתם אומרים, this claim, you are lying, כלומר מתחילה יש לי מושכל ראשון הפוך. I have different axioms than you do. והמחיצה השנייה רמוזה גם כן כאן. The second obstacle is hinted over here and it is גאווה. ואל תהיה הגאווה מידה פשוטה בעינינו. It should not be something simple, straightforward in the eyes. אין לשער עומקה של מידה זו. One cannot estimate the depth of this מידה. אין היא דמיון בעלמא, יש הישג גדול מכל הסביבה. It's not just mere fantasies about being greater than everything else. בעומקה מונח מה ששני נביאים מתארים ובלי שום מליצה. The depth of גאווה is what two different נביאים, ישעיהו and צפניה, describe without any exaggerations. אני ואפסיעוד, I and nothing but me. זה ישעיה ממזיין, אין צפניה בייס. אין עוד אדם כמוני בעולם, none like me in the world, ולכן אני לבדי כאן ואין זה לא עושה. I alone count. וכל שנה באדם לא נברא אלא לשם שני. Everything and everyone else was created to serve me. ועוד צעד אחד מתפיסת מזה. One step further than this conception is, ואדם מוסס עצמו לאלי. The person turns himself into an idol. וכך אמרו חז"ל, הגי וסנים שישין עצמן אלוהי הויס, from שמוי שרה בחס. The בעלי גאווה make themselves into gods, in various forms. Once a person reaches this, he refuses to admit that he's created, of dimyono, in his imagination, possibly in his subconscious, he sees himself in the world as if he created everything. When a person has this conception, it is impossible to recognize the living God. As long as there is ga'ava within the heart of man, who mufka ba'akara, is totally removed from this recognition. Paro is just an extreme example of this phenomenon. It was exacerbated by the fact he was a king over a very powerful country. Even the king of Israel was commanded not to become arrogant in shiftim. He should not have more gava than other people. This is the key to understand why we also are far from recognizing Elohim Chaim. This idea of Ga'ava. Not like Paroi, for sure, but as long as there's Ga'ava, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Chaim. Vechazal Mamshichim, Chazal in that Midrash continues, Shmo Yisra Pehei. So Paroi gathered his advisory council. Have you heard about this God? We've heard that it's Ben Chachamim and Ben Malchei Kedem. The author will discuss this just now. Omar Lam Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Le'atzmechem Kerasim Chachamim Veli Ben Chachamim. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, you call yourselves wise and you call me Ben Chachamim. שנאמר חכמי יועצי פרעוי עיצה נבערה. איך תאמרו על פרעוי בן חכמים אני בן מלכי קדם? פסוק עם ישעיהו יוטס. ראה מה כסיב בוהן, אך אבילים שרי צוען, they are fools, חכמי יועצי פרעוי. At any rate, השיבם, אלוקה שלכם אין יודע מי הוא. פרעוי says, my final answer is, I don't know who your God is. שנאמר מי השם אשר ישמע בקוילוי. The author comments, כאן מסבארס המחיצה השלישית. This is now the third obstacle. This applies particularly to those who study nature, and it prevents them from recognizing Hashem. They had heard. They didn't say like him, we don't know, we've never heard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had heard. Whatever either scientific knowledge or other knowledge of nature, from natural philosophy that was developed by Umay Sa'ilam, it was built on causality. Whatever phenomenon you're examining, there is some cause that brought it about. If you want to understand the effect well, you need to understand its cause. This is the path followed by the advisors of Paroi. They knew. And they pretended, they tried to apply the same reasoning, the same analysis towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What brought him about? It must have been ancient sages that brought about this ideology. There's a cause for him as well. This approach of cause and effect, it's a thick partition from recognizing the truth of the Creator. Natural philosophy is limited to natural causes and effects. They're not capable, through their own limitations and constraints, from recognizing a spiritual reality. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all causes. And then they begin to research the reasons for belief itself. And they come to some sort of construction, some theory that this ideology came about this way or that way, and it developed in particular natural ways. וזה יש באשר גם נבואה והסגלו זה מחוץ לתחום המחקר הגשמי והתפיסה הסיבתית החומרי. Because revelation and prophecy themselves are outside the realm of experimentation, empiricism, and the whole conception of causality. In brackets, המדע החדיש כבר עזב את התפיסה של קדמוס העולם. Modern science has left the conception of the eternity of the world. והמושג שעולם נברא כבר כנראה שביסה בקרב אנשי המדע. The concept that the world came into being, the universe came into being, was created, that already is permanence. ואף חוק הסיבתיות אין נחשב עוד כחוק מוחלט. Causality is also not all that absolute anymore. At any rate, ואמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לעצמכם, כרסים חכמים ולי בן חכמים, you dare to call yourselves the חכמים, the one, and I'm בן חכמים? זוהי הערה נוי ספס נוי כבס. This is a comment which is sharp and needs analysis. יבדקו החכמים גם את עצמם ואת חוכמתם. Let these חכמים search into themselves. מאיפה הינו ואס? Where does their wisdom come from? כאן נעצרה החקירה הסיבתית שלהם. Somehow here, their approach of causality stops mysteriously. הם חכמים. החוכמה מסחילה עמהם. They take it that wisdom begins with them. זוהי הגאווה המדעית שכל מעטים החכמים נקיים ממנו. This is scientific hubris that so few very intelligent people are free from. מרב להיתוס במחקרם שכחים לחקויס עצמם. Out of passion for their research, they forget to research themselves. ואיך אפשר לסמוך על חכם שאינו מכיר את עצמו? How can one rely on a חכם who knows not himself? עד כאן.